The best teachers, in my mind, are the courageous teachers. The teachers who are ready to kind of step out of the box and insist that our children are getting an education, mm-hmm. sometimes in spite of themselves. And Alex, we have the example of one such teacher this week who unfortunately is being asked to sit out a 5-day suspension without pay. And that is actually a long time. And I don't know how, if you went a week without pay, I don't know how well your finances would hold up. But I think for a lot of families, that is an immediate hardship. But he's being asked to go a full week without pay suspension because as a last ditch effort to engage kids in his class, he brought in a special device to block students' cell phone signals. He just could not get around the distraction that these cell phones were. These cell phones that were given to the students by parents and completely sabotaging their lessons. And Alex, I want to say right now, I think that we need to stop the practice of giving children and teenagers mobile phones because we're doing it why? We're doing it for convenience, and we say we're doing it for safety. But really, what are the odds that you're going to get a call from your child from the trunk of some kidnapper's car, a desperate phone call, "Mom, Dad, I've been kidnapped. It's a good thing you gave me this cell phone." That's not going to happen to your child. You know what will happen to your child? He will sabotage his own education sitting in the classroom.
2 weeks ago, we talked about the study that actually showed that students do considerably better in class learning when the cell phone is out of the equation. Not that when the cell phone is off, not when the cell phone is in your book bag, not when the cell phone's in the pocket. And I can speak from experience, Ethan, with this now, that I've actually watched it in school classrooms and have been in middle school and high school classrooms as a substitute teacher in the Salt Lake City School District. When kids have that cell phone in that back pocket, it's buzzing. It's giving them messages all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are the kids who go, "Hey, I forgot this thing. Can I just text my mom real quick and have her bring it?" And Ethan, one thing that you and I talked about, because what's not important in this story is that this guy, I don't think that we should sit and go, should this guy be suspended for 5 days without pay? Because what happened here is that he actually violated federal law, because it wasn't about whether or not he stopped the kids from their cell phones from working. He actually blocked an entire Verizon cell phone tower with the communication device. Now, Verizon says, "We're not going to actually press charges." Fine. The school says, "Hey, you violated a pretty hefty law by bringing that in." But the problem isn't any of those things. The problem is, just as you said, the parents who hand the yes. kids over to the school, and they, here's the thing, is the parents go, they demand so much of the teachers. They go, I'm giving the school my tax dollars. I'm giving the school my
child,
my trust, and the kid. And you say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be super critical, though. I'm going to be extra critical on what you're doing in the classroom, but I've also contributed in the sabotage of your class, because I've watched the – I mean, one of the first things I told you when I started substitute teaching was, all these kids have better phones than we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we have top-of-the-line phones, and the kids walk in, and they have the exact same phones or better than we do. The thing that comes out after the newest iPhone comes out, you know, they immediately get that next thing. And so – They're sabotaging the classroom, and that study that says that they're doing it, all of that lies on the parents who say, "Well, my kid has to have a cell phone. My kid has to be able to do it." What happened to the days, Ethan, when you and I could call collect, and it would say, "You're receiving a phone call from, come pick me up for football practice.
Do you wish to accept the charges?" No.
No.
Okay, thank you. Have a
See
good
you in
day.
10 minutes.